Hello, good morning, everyone, and thank you for attending on the last day of the conference. So I appreciate that. So I'm actually going to be presenting my colleague's research, Dr. Shibai Usaho. He couldn't make it here today. I guess there were a limited number of people from the CDC who could travel, and unfortunately he was cut. But I made the cut, so I'm here. So so I'm going to be presenting his work. So bear with me. I have been involved in the study, but anyway, a lot of this will be scripted, as he really provided me some nice talking points. Okay, here. All right, so adverse weather and road conditions are detrimental to driving with obvious health risk. It is probably something we can all relate to, having been in cars skidding on icy or slick roads, and I am especially here up in Anchorage, I bet. However, national estimates on fatalities associated with adverse weather conditions are few, and our understanding of the spatial and temporal distribution of risk is limited. So given changes in seasonal precipitation associated with climate change, we feel that this is an important issue to examine. So they obtained data from the Fatality Accident Reporting System, FARS, created by the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration. For this analysis, they used data from 1994 to 2011. So it has a really surprising the wide ranging of information that is collected for this data set. Including demographics, known risk factors, drug use of seatbelts, location of crash, actual latitude, longitude, and the time of crash and existing environmental conditions. So most of this information is derived from what was reported by the law enforcement officials. So some of that might be subjective. So the SAS files were available for these 18 years and were downloaded. The primary variable of interest for the study was the weather type recorded at the time and location of every fatal crash. As I mentioned, this comes from the police reports, and they are subjective, so this information has yet to be corroborated with actual weather observations. So as you can see on these slides, these characteristics changed over the years. Major categories we created were associated with rain and snow, so these conditions covered 85% of the majority of adverse weather types. So an important ramification of adverse weather is that road conditions are affected as well. The data sets also provided on road conditions recorded for each crash and fatality. These also come from police reports. The major categories were the wet and icy conditions. Let's see here. So, okay, here's a really interesting slide. So there is a national trend in traffic fatalities. So you'll notice the decreasing trend. Show that total count of fatalities associated with adverse weather conditions on the left y-axis, and then the percent of total fatalities associated with adverse weather conditions. So while the total count of fatalities associated with adverse weather has gone down over those years, the percent of the total fatalities with adverse weather conditions remains the same. So one implication we draw from this is that though car safety and traffic regulations have reduced the incidence of overall traffic fatalities, a significant proportion of traffic fatalities are still associated with adverse weather conditions. And here are the seasonal trends These are the seasonal counts of weather fatalities. Notice the peaks in the winter months. The number of crashes associated with rain, wet conditions were also relatively higher than those associated with snowy, icy conditions. Distribution by months and rain were here. Two types of variables, rain, wet, and snow and ice. So this was, again, reported by law enforcement officials. So also they did some analysis to look at confounding factors. They used the relative ratio. The different types of confounding factors they looked at were alcohol use, drug use, improper restraint use, and previous driving violations. Oh, excuse me. So in the graphic above, all these ratios were around less than one. So that tells us that these were not confounding factors in this analysis. So again, he says, this implies that the association with adverse weather and traffic fatalities are likely to be unconfounded by these four known risk factors. Okay, and here's the maps, which I that I am more familiar with. So we also wanted to assess the spatial distribution of fatal crashes. We show two maps. First, this one, showing state-level total fatality rates by vehicle miles traveled, irrespective of adverse weather conditions. So you see this distribution of the data here. So, and then now here we see the state-level graphic showing spatial distribution of fatalities rates associated with these adverse weather. So if you compare these two maps, this one and this one, you can see the regions like the Southwest with relatively lower total fatality rates, but relatively high fatality rates associated with these environmental conditions. So this really goes to show us that the problem might be particular severe in some parts of the country. This distribution is not consistent throughout the country, and thus the need for tailored interventions to minimize these fatalities, keeping these weather patterns, road conditions, and other contextual factors in mind. So here are my notes. So all the adverse weather events are not in the Southwest. Compare these fatality rates, implying there's a specific public health concern. So here we're really going to go. We're going to be talking about future climate. So I'm going to read his notes. I will end up with showing the slide and talk about potential implications for such weather-related traffic fatalities from climate change. So these are from the National Climate Assessment, shows the increase in frequency of these extreme daily precipitation events by the later part of the century compared to 2081 and the 1981. So you're comparing your comparison period is 1981 to 2000. So under this rapid emission scenario, this RCP 2.6, these events would occur nearly twice as often. So for the scenario, assuming continued increases in emission, these events would occur up to five times as often. So it is noteworthy that some areas projected to experience a very high frequency of heavy precipitation events in the future are areas where we already observe high current rates of adverse weather-related fatalities. Again, kind of comparing these maps with the future projection models. So then these raise concerns about the future impacts of climate change on these fatalities, and thus the need to assess these current and future risks with higher spatial resolution and figure ways to incorporate these findings into effective health interventions. So the conclusions, we find that over the 18-year period from 1994 to 2011, a significant number of fatal crashes have been associated with adverse road or weather conditions. Since we have used only weather information reported from each crash and not actual weather data, these are only associations that we report. So while overall fatalities show a decreasing trend in the last 18 years, decreases in percent of fatalities associated with adverse weather conditions is comparatively less. Combined with a large number of fatalities that is reported, this indicates a significant public health burden that needs more careful examination. So given that the time and the location of these crashes are available, as a next step, we will link these crashes with observed measurements. And this, so in this next step that he's referring to here, where they're going to actually be taking real weather data, looking at real radar data. It's this immense, massive data set. So it's going to take the same time period. We're going to get all the radar data, 5-minute intervals for that time period. Anyway, it's a lot of data that this scientist from the National Center for NCEI, used to be NCDC in NAT. They were with NOAA. So they are analyzing that data for us. So that is so this next step of the study is what I'm going to be also a part of a more. So we're actually going to link those locations with the actual precipitation, the actual precipitation at that time period. And I believe that is the end of this presentation. So I'm going to go on mine. I'm sorry about the reading all of that.